In this episode of the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast, we are discussing five digital marketing benefits to help your personal brand. And this is another one of our Instagram lives. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast, where we help creators and entrepreneurs just like you magnify your brand message through digital marketing tips and strategies. And now your host, Andre Vaughn. Your personal brand is so important, and everyone should have an online presence leading the way for their personal brand. There are so many creators and entrepreneurs who want to grow by generating more leads and sales for their products and services. Right now, for a limited amount of people, we're offering personal brand coaching for creators and entrepreneurs, also consulting for anyone with an organization, but you have to apply at digitalmarketingcreators.com/apply. I'm going to tell you right now, hey, this isn't for everyone or every organization, but it's for someone. Coaching and consulting, apply right now so that we can see if you are a good fit at digitalmarketingcreators.com/apply. That's digitalmarketingcreators.com/apply. Let's see if we can help you with your personal brand or help your business generate more leads and sales. So using digital marketing with a personal brand strategy, and like I said, it's having a blog, having a podcast, having a YouTube channel. I believe you should have all three. That's just me. You can start with just one. So I don't want this to be a thing where it's a pressure field type thing. Man, you want me to do all three of those things? I can't even get this blog going, or I can't even get this podcast going. I can't even get this YouTube channel going, or these other social media channels or what have you. And that's understandable. Start with one. I always say start with one, but I think you should have all of them. And once again, that's the blog, the podcast, the YouTube channel, and being active on one or two social media platforms. I think that's important. I really do. I think that's important because you really want to be as many places as you can, but I think you can manage those three. Or maybe if it's, like I said, even if it's just one, if you just got the blog, if you got a blog, make sure you still are building something on social media. So if you got a blog, maybe it's a Facebook page. Maybe it's a TikTok. Maybe it's Instagram. Just so if you're one of those type of people that need to start off that way, and that's probably going to be most people, I would imagine. It's okay to start that way, but start. That's my big deal. Just start. But digital marketing, when you have a personal brand, there's so many benefits involved. So many benefits of it, and we're going to go through a few. The first one that I have here is increased visibility. And that's digital marketing can help increase your online visibility by using various marketing techniques like search engine optimization, which I talk about a lot, social media marketing, email marketing, etc. This can help your personal brand get noticed by a larger audience, SEO. That's why I talk about a blog, because search engines, people will find your blog. If you build it right, they'll find it in the search engine. So they'll find it in Google. They'll find it in Bing, Yahoo, so on and so forth. And so with search engine optimization, you have to make sure that that content is optimized. Make sure that blog is optimized, meaning you have the right keywords, meaning you have images and so on and so forth, and interlinking and all kind of, you know, I can get into that down the line, get a little more technical into that. But SEO is important. If you look here on, if you go on my Instagram profile page, you'll see I talk about that a lot. I talk about the three levels of it, which is on-page SEO, off-page SEO, technical SEO. I talk a lot about search engine optimization. And these are just things where you want to get your content discovered. how you want to get your content discovered, SEO, social media marketing. We're on a social media right now recording this. You can see this on Instagram right now. So Instagram, TikTok. So the different content forms on social media, long form content, that's YouTube, making longer YouTube videos, that's writing a blog post, that's in terms of like video platforms, you can put longer form content, that's anything in terms of video, anything more than 60 seconds. So longer form content. The shorter form content is the big deal right now. So we have Instagram Reels, TikTok, YouTube Shorts, Snapchat, all of those, Pinterest. Pinterest has Pinterest ideas. So those are under 60 seconds. So utilizing that still can help you get a whole bunch of visibility for your content. Second thing I'm going to talk about in terms of using digital marketing with your personal brand strategy is building authority, creating and sharing valuable content through your blog, podcast, or YouTube channel. You can establish yourself as an authority in a community of loyal followers who are more likely to engage with your content and share it with others. Hold on, I just read the wrong thing here on my sheet. Quick break in the episode. I want to talk about a resource page that I put together with a lot of helpful things on there. Something much different than the show notes. So it has things such as our ebooks and audiobooks, a whole bunch of other resources with affiliate links and things like that. So make sure you check that out at digitalmarketingcreators.com/resources. digitalmarketingcreators.com/resources. Check it out. Back to the show. Okay. Creating and sharing valuable content through your blog, podcast, and YouTube channel, you can establish yourself as an authority in your niche. This can help you build trust and credibility with your audience, which can lead to more engagement and conversion. And that's what it's all about. The more content you put out there, you're going to build authority. People are going to look at you as an expert in that particular field, regardless of what it is that you are writing or making video content about. But it's about building authority. The more content you have, the more authority. Not just authority in terms of how people will look at you, but authority in terms of how, like we just spoke about search engines, how the search engine is going to look at your content, so they'll rank it higher. So that's why I always say start. For a long time, I started, but I was kind of all over the place and wasn't doing things as consistent as I could have been doing it. And so that was a problem. So right here, the third one is better engagement. Better engagement. Using social media platforms and other digital marketing tools, you can engage with your audience in real time. This can help you build a community of loyal followers who are likely to engage with your content and share it with others. And that's a big deal. You definitely want better engagement. So that's when people are commenting, make sure you comment back. When people are sharing, and that's what you want. You want those, you want that interaction, that those conversations, because you want it to be two-way, because it's going to help not only you become a better creator on that particular platform, but it's going to help that particular person or those people that are asking you questions or what have you. So better engagement in terms of using digital marketing with a personal brand strategy. Also, the fourth thing, increasing website traffic. And one of the things, like I said, I keep making references to search engine optimization, but using SEO techniques, you can improve your website's ranking in the SERPs, and this can help drive more traffic to your website, which can lead to more leads and conversion. So that's very important. We touched on that. Fifth thing that I have here is better targeting. With digital marketing, you can target specific demographics and audiences based on their interests, location, age, gender, and other factors. This can help you reach the right audience with your message which can improve your conversion rate. So targeting is something that is not discussed as much as it should be, and you can better target with your content. For instance, like on Instagram, even if you're not using something like ads, you can, like, if you're making carousels, which one of the things that you want to do is you want to target by using certain keywords. Like, always use the keywords content creators. Another one is business owners, as I use, because that's what I'm trying to track. That's what I'm trying to target. Now, you can do geo targeting too if you're trying to target, a different thing. Let's go, champ. Shannon the Cannon Briggs in the house. Yeah, so one of the things that you can do in terms of targeting the location is, let's say if you're targeting in Los Angeles, you can kind of put that in your content. If you're targeting in Philadelphia, you can put that in your content. Or if you're targeting a certain country, Nigeria, you can do that as well. Cost effective. Using digital marketing with a personal brand, being cost effective is a thing as well compared to traditional marketing methods. Personal brand strategy can definitely help individuals increase their visibility. So definitely. So I just wanted to hop on here, and this will be on the podcast, the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast, for those of you that listen to podcasts, that listen to audio podcasts. So I appreciate you. Definitely appreciate you for hanging on here. As a creator or entrepreneur, you have so many things coming your way in terms of online marketing, digital marketing, and it can be so confusing. But we broke it down in this free mini course that we have. It's called the 5-Day Digital Marketing Mini Course, and you can get that at digitalmarketingcreators.com/free mini course, or anywhere on that website, you should see something where you can sign up for that free course. And it's not a long course either, it's a real short course. And we didn't want to take up a lot of your time when we put it together, but it kind of guides you through different aspects of digital marketing, and we try to keep it condensed for you. So check that out at digitalmarketingcreators.com/free mini course. Thanks for listening to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast at www.digitalmarketingcreators.com.